Today's Daf Shavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Olah Shalom, and begins on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, 5 lines from the bottom of the Amid, at the 2 dots with the words Tani Avol. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis. Before we begin with the actual Gemara, let us make a short Hakdama. In the last shiur that we learned together on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph and Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, we learned various klolim concerning whether one person can be moitzi another person. And we mentioned at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph that kol mitzvah she'odam potter, odam moitzi s'rabim yidei chavosan, chutz mibirchas hamazon. All mitzvahs where a person is obligated in the mitzvah, but at the present time he's potter because he has already fulfilled that mitzvah, he can still be moitzi his friend, as we explained in the last year, because of the concept of arvus, kol yisrael arev mzeh lazeh, that one person is responsible for another yid, for another Jew. The only exception is birchas hamazon. And the Gemara explained, because since it says v'chalta v'savata uveirachta es Hashem alekecha, we learn mishachal hu yivarech. The person who ate, he's the person who has the bench. So another bracha, birchas hamitzvah, for example, which I have fulfilled already, I can be moitzi you if you haven't fulfilled your mitzvah yet because of the halach of arvus. The only exception is birchas hamazon. There it is a responsibility on the person who ate. He's the person that has the bench for himself. I cannot be moitzi you. However, the Charedim brought down a run that this is only if the person knows how to bench. But what happens if the person is an Amoritz? He doesn't know how to bench. So the Charedim at the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, the last 2 lines, brings the Gemara in the Bavli Brachas, Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis, Aval Echad Seifer VeEchad Bur, Seifer Mevarech Ubur Yaitzei. If one is a Talmud Chacham and one is an Amoritz, and the Amoritz doesn't know how to bench, then the Talmud Chacham can bench and be moitzi the Amoritz. And the reason that we learned all those halachas there about one person being moitzi the other, they were all a hakdama to the gemara that we're going to learn right now. In our Mishnah, we have learned, for example, concerning birchas hamazon at the top of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph, at the end, the very last words of the Mishnah that began on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, we learned that v'chayovin b'tfilov mezuzah b'birchas hamazon, that nashim and avodim are chayiv in davening, they're chayiv in mezuzah, and they're chayiv in benching. Now, our Gemara is going to discuss whether a woman can be moitzi a man in benching. Tani, we learned in a b'raisa, begins the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, Avol Amru. Avol Amru means Be'emes Amru, which refers to a halach l'maishu misinai. There's halach l'maishu misinai that isha mivarechas l'baila, that a woman can bench for her husband, ve'eved mivarech l'raboy, or a slave can bench for his master. Ve'katan l'aviv, and a katan can bench for his father. So as the Charedim explains, Bishloima, a woman or an Eved who has a din of a Isha, that they can be Mevorech, to be Moitzi in the case of the Isha, her husband, and in the case of the Eved, his rabbi, his master, that we can understand. As the Ran said, in a case where the husband is an Amoritz, or the rabbi is an Amoritz, so the Isha can be Mevorech for her husband, the Amoritz. The Eved can be Mevorach for his rabbi, the Amoritz. The Isha is Chayiv, and although normally we are not Moitzi somebody else with Birchas HaMazon, as we learned, because Misha Ochel Hu Yevorach, but the Ran already told us that if the person that you're trying to be Moitzi is an Amoritz, you're allowed to. So the Yerushalmi tells us that Isha and Eved, I understand. What I have a problem with is Katan Liaviv. And here the Yerushalmi asks the question, Loi kein Amar Rav Acha b'shem Rav Yossi b'Rav Nuroi? Didn't Rav Acha say in the name of Rav Yossi, the son of Rav Nuroi, Kol she amru b'katan kedei l'chanchoi? Every mitzvah that a father has to be mechanech his son with, the only reason is because the chachamim were metzaved the father that he should be mechanech his child, in order that when the child becomes bar mitzvah, he knows how to properly do all the mitzvahs. The only way he'll know that is if he had chinuch in his youth. So as the Haredim explains, this is a mitzvah on the father. It's not a mitzvah on the son. If so, it comes out, this is the way the Yerushalmi lives. We're soon going to see that the Bavli, the way the Haredim explains, is mechulik on the Yerushalmi in two pratim in this sugya. But right now, let's go with the mahalach of the Yerushalmi. The katan, as of himself, is potter completely. The whole chiyuv of chinuch, the Yerushalmi learns, is on the father. So bishloima by a wife or an eved, they have a chiyuv. So then, if the husband is an amor, it's the rav is an amor, so the isha can make a bracha for her husband and the eved for his rabbi. But by katan, I have a problem. If the katan is totally potter, the whole chiyuv of chinuch is on the father. So if so, how can the katan bench for his father, and his father should be yaitza? And for the Gemara, Tiftor, interpret, give an answer to this kasha. But oine achrayen, an argus is the word amen, that the father will answer amen after the son, who is a katan. The Yerushalmi holds that even if the person who is saying the benching, in this case, is a katan, who is not mechuyev in himself in Birchas HaMazon, it's only a chiv on the father to be mechanechem, but yet he can be moitz his father. How? If the father will say amen. By saying amen, the Yerushalmi considers it as if every word in benching that the katan said, it's as if the father said it. Now, the Shinui Nischois in Ois Ches brings down that in the Shal Shetuas Marama Rutenberg, Chelik Dalid, Simen Ches, the Marama Rutenberg says that we're not goyris this last word, Amen. And so, says the Shinui Nischois, we find in the Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah the same thing, that they're not goyris Amen. In other words, according to the Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah, the answer to the question is ba'ayin achrayin, meaning that as the katan was saying benching, his father was repeating mila b'mila what the katan was saying. And that's how the father was yaitza. It's not that the son was moitzi his father by saying the benching for him, but rather the father just listened to the son prompt him what to say, and then the father said it, and he was yaitza because the father said every word of benching. However, according to our Girsa, the Yerushalmi says amen, and by saying amen itself, that's as if the father said every word of the benching. Now, the Yerushalmi, it comes out, and let's go with our gear so that says amen, it'll come out, the Yerushalmi is telling us two chidushim. Number one, that the katan himself is potter completely. And number two, if the father said amen to his son's benching, he's yoitzi, it's as if the father said every word of benching. And on both of these yesoides, the Bavli disagrees. The Bavli holds that the son is chayiv. The chinuch, the mitzvah of chinuch that the chazal put on the father to mechanech his son is because his son has a mitzvah of chinuch. And therefore, ein echanami, if the father's mechuyev in benching midor raisa kidei sviya v'chalto v'savato v'irachto, then the son who has only a chiv midor rabbanon cannot be mitzi his father's chiv midor raisa. But the Bavli says it's speaking about where the father only ate, for example, a kezias. Eating a kezias where he's not totally satiated, the chiv benching is only midor rabbanon. So then the son's chiyuv mid rabbanon of chinuch, according to the Bavli, is moitzi the father's chiyuv in the case of a kezias, that it's also only mid rabbanon. One drabbanon is moitzi the other drabbanon. But ein echanami, if the father ate kedei sviya where he would be chayv and benching mid raisa, the son's chiyuv mid rabbanon would not be moitzi the father's chiyuv mid raisa. Aye, what about the father saying amen, and that's considered as if he said every word of the benching? The Bavli disagrees with Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi holds that that is acceptable. And according to the Bavli, it is not acceptable. When he says amen, it's not considered as if he said every word of the benching. And when a non-bar chiyuva, if the father is chayv midoraisa, and the katan is only chayv midrabbanan, and you want to be yotze the father through the father saying amen, it's not going to help you. You cannot have someone who's not mechuyv midoraisa be moitzi the other one who is mechuyv midoraisa merely by the father in this case saying amen on the bracha of a lav bar chiyuva midoraisa. This is the sheet of the Bavli, and this the Yerushalmi disagrees. Now we can see both of these chidushim inside in the Charedim. The chidush of a katan being chayiv midorabbanan himself, and therefore he's moitzi his father, because it's speaking about there was only a kezias eaten by the father, and one drabbanan is moitzi another drabbanan. That we find in the Charedim, in the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, in the middle of the wide lines, says the Charedim, v'zel ha'shoinei, avol ha'bavli b'pirkin davchof amid beis polig, v'sovr d'chiyuva drabbanan inika nami b'katan atzmai. It's not that the katan is totally potter and the chiyuv chinuch is on the father. No, the katan himself has a chiyuv midrabbanan. Kivin shigia lechinuch, umuki la, b'da'achal aviv shir d'rabbanan. The father only ate a shir d'rabbanan of a kezayis, memela one d'rabbanan, as might see the other d'rabbanan. So on what the Yerushalmi holds that a katan is potter completely, the Bavli holds that he is chayv midrabbanan and he's moitz his father if his father's chiv was midrabbanan. The second nekuda of the machlokes between Bavli and Yerushalmi, this we can find on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, in the Charedim, the long Charedim at the top of the page, beginning with Divrei HaMaskil Makrin Oisai, says the Charedim, six lines before, or seven lines before it gets wide, the very thin lines, says the Charedim, V'habavli poligar Yerushalmi, da'fil oine amen acher katan loy nafik. He will not be yitz if he answers amen after a katan. Im achel k'dei soivai, if he, the father, ate his full satiation point, d'minatay rechayiv b'birchsamazin, he's chayv midoraisa in benching. Aye, he wants to be yotze with his son by saying amen. It's not considered that you said the bracha mila b'mila. The chenkos of Rambam perek alf milchus brachas, and the Rambam agrees with this as well. So this is the second nekuda of the machloikis. So one machloikis between the Bavli Yerushalmi here is whether a katan is chayv midrabbanan in chinuch or he's not chayv at all. The second nekuda of the machloikis is whether by saying amen, it's considered as if the father in our case would be saying it mila b'mila and he would be yoitza that way, or it's not considered that he's saying mila b'mila. The Bavli holds it's not considered, therefore the Bavli has to come on to the chiyuv the rabbanan of the son, which is moitzi his father's chiyuv the rabbanan of a kezayis, and Yerushalmi holds the son is not chayv in rabbanan, he's chayv in nothing, he can be moitzi his father through the saying of the benching and the father answering amen, and on this the Bavli holds no. So it comes out that there are two machloikas in between the Bavli Yerushalmi in our sugya. Continues the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Kai de Taninin Kamon, as we have learned over there in the Bavli Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph concerning Kriya Sahalel, Misha Haya Evid, Oy Isha, Oy Katan, Makrin Oy Soy, if an Evid or an Isha or a Katan were saying the halal for him, as the Charedim tells us that the minig was that one person would read halal and he would be might see the rabbin. What happens if you have a case where the person who's being makri to halal is an evid or an ish or a katan, and all three of them are potter from halal because a katan is not a bar chiyuva at all, and evid and ish are potter from halal because halal is a mitzvah say shazman grama. So normally they cannot be moitzi someone who's mechuyev to say halal. Therefore, what should a person do if he doesn't know how to say halal, and the only person who could read for him the halal is someone who's not mechuyev in halal, like a katan or an ish or an eved? Continues the Gemara, oina achrayen ma shehein oimrin. He answers, he says the words when he hears it from the person who's not a bar chiyuva, they prompt him what to say, and he repeats what they're saying. Now, here we don't have Amen, as the Charedim explains, because here we're not dealing with a bracha. We're dealing with the prakim of Tehillim, which are the essence of Hallel, but there's no bracha. The bracha that we say before Hallel is a Birchas HaMitzvah, but we're speaking about the actual Hallel itself. There is no inyan of saying Amen. So the only way you could be Yotze is if you say Mila B'Mila, word for word, what the person who's reading the non-Baruch Yuv is reading for you. The Yerushalmi, however, if we're goyrus the word Amen in the previous sugya, so the Yerushalmi considers that Amen is tantamount to saying it word by word. Concerning Hallel, it was impossible to say Amen. Therefore, you have to say it word by word. But according to our Girsa, concerning benching, where it does involve brachas, where you could say Amen, then by saying Amen, it's equal to saying it word by word. If you're not goyrus Amen in the previous Gemara concerning benching, so then it fits in perfectly that just like by benching, we're goyrus tifter bo'oinach rein, that you're saying it word for word with the cotton. And where do you see such a precedent? You see it in the Inyan of Hallel, where they also, the person who's listening is saying it word for word following the cotton or the isha or the eved. And then continues the Gemara, v'teheloi me'ira. There's a curse here. He should have a curse upon him, as the Charedim brings down from Tosfos and Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, Divrei HaMaskil v'Tehi, Mishum de'mevazes koinei bameh she'elu mevorch lo. It's an embarrassment to Hashem that these are the people who have to make the Hallel for him, because they're not mechuyev in Hallel, and they're reading it for him. So you should have made it your business to learn by yourself how to say Hallel, that you don't need these people saying it for you. Then it continues and says in the Gemara, Aval Amru Tave Me'ira, which sounds identical to what we just said. We just said Vateheloi Uteheloi Me'ira, and now we're saying Aval Amru, Chazal said Tave Me'ira. So the Charedim explains that the first Uteheloi Me'ira, that was from the Gemara in Sukkah concerning Hallel. Now we're going back to the Brisa that we brought on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, which we began our shir with today. Tani Avol Omru Ishim Mevarechas L'Baal V'Eved Mevarech L'Rabbi V'Katan L'Avid. And right away the Gemara jumped in. How could a Katan be Moitzi's father? He, according to Rishami, he's totally not a Bar Chiyuv. And the Gemara had to answer Amen. And they brought a precedent from Hallel. But now we finish off the Brisa. We were in the middle of the Brisa. The Brisa concerning benching concludes the same which we learned in Sukkah concerning Hallel. Now the Brisa concludes concerning Berchus Hamazon, Avol Amru Tavim Me'ira Leben Esrim, Shetzorech Leben Eser, a 20-year-old person who has to come on to a cotton of Eser to say benching for him, that he can answer Amen, or he could say it word for word following the prompting of what the cotton is saying. That's a curse. There should come a curse on him. As the Charedim explains, that in Divrei HaMaskil Leben Esrim Shetzorech Leben Eser, that really, we should really say the same thing about an Eved and an Isha, except the Gemara was only giving one example. It's an embarrassment to Hashem that a Rabboi has to come on to an Eved, that a husband has to come on to his wife. And what is the embarrassment? Explains the Charedim. It didn't want to be marach in all the other cases of Eved and Isha. A person who's obligated to learn, the husband or the rabbi or the father, and he didn't teach himself how to bench, he has to come on. They're potter from Talmud Torah, and Afel became they know they're chayiv in benching. So even though I'm part from Talmud Torah, I'll make it my business to learn how to bench, because I'm a chayiv in the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon. And here, the husband or the father or the rabbi who are chayiv, not only in benching, but they're chayiv in Talmud Torah, and yet they chose a life of being an amoretz and didn't bother to learn how to learn and how to daven and how to bench and all these mitzvahs, that's a tremendous embarrassment. It shows a lack of chashivas for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because otherwise, how could the person not learn himself how to do it? And therefore, if unless, of course, the person was brought up that he didn't know he was a Tinik Shenishba, but if he was in a situation where he could have learned and he didn't take advantage of learning, so then he gets a curse until he trains himself and knows how to do these mitzvahs properly. The next Mishnah, Halacha Daled, discusses the obligation of a Baal Keri. A Baal Keri is someone who experienced a seminal discharge, and he has a tumah on him. And as the Haredim brings down, Ezra was misakin, as we find in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, Mitakonis Ezra Ve'elech Shetikin Tvila Labali Keren, that a Baal Keri has to be tovel in a mikveh before he's able to resume Limud HaTorah. Our Mishnah discusses, what does the Baal Keri do if he has not yet gone to a mikveh and the time of saying Kriya Shema arrives? Or for that matter, brachos, or benching, how does the Baal Keri deal with that situation? And there is a machlokus, how to understand our Mishnah, as the Haredim brings down, between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Rashi tells us the pshat in the Bavli, in Brachas on Daf Chof Amud Beis, and the Rabbeinu Yoina there in the Sugya tells us that our Yerushalmi here disagrees with the Bavli there in Brachas. Let us begin with the Bavli's interpretation according to Rashi, because the Haredim brings the Bavli first. We will not go into all the intricacies of how the Bavli learns the Mishnah and the ensuing Gemara there. For that, one would have to learn the Sugya in the Bavli. But let us just get the basic pshat of the Mishnah according to the Bavli. Begins the Mishnah, Baal Keri Maharer Beliboy. The Bavli learns that this is referring to Kriya Shema itself. The Baal Keri, when it comes to Zman Kriya Shema, he should think of the Kriya Shema in his mind, but ve'einoy mevorech, he does not say the brachas of Kriya Shema that come before and after, loy lufaneh v'loy lachreah, he is not obligated to do that even mit rabbanan. In other words, since Kriya Shema is deraisa, therefore he has an obligation. He's not able to verbalize it because he's Tameh, he's a Baal Keri, but at least he has to think of it in his mind. However, the brachas before Kriya Shema and after Kriya Shema, which are only mid-Rabbanon, there the Rabbanon did not obligate him as a Baal Keri to say those brachas. Va'al ha-mazon, concerning food, mevorech l'achreo, so birchas ha-mazon, which follows his eating, which is a deraisa, v'chalto, v'savato, v'irachto, there he is mevorech, just like by Kriya Shema al yedei hearer, v'eina mevorech lefaneo. However, the bracha for food preceding his eating, which is a birchas hanenin, which is only mid-Rabbanan, there the Rabbanan again did not require him to even think about the bracha before eating the food. This is the shita of the Tanakama, according to the Bavli's Pirish, as Rashi there in the Sugya explains. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, Mivorach lefneyen ula achareyen, that when it comes to food, he makes the bracha before eating and after eating, and he verbalizes it. He says it with his mouth, and the same would be for Kriya Shema. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that it doesn't matter whether the Chiyav is the Raisa or the Rabbanan, whether it's benching, which is the Raisa, or Birchas Hanenin, which is only the Rabbanan, or whether it's Kriya Shema, which is the Raisa, or the Brachas before and after Kriya Shema, which are only the Rabbanan. He verbalizes it with his mouth. This is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Yerushalmi disagrees, says Rabbeinu Yoina, which the Haredim brings down, in the Pshat of the Chachamim. In Rabbi Yehuda, the Yerushalmi agrees that Rabbi Yehuda across the board holds that a Baal Keri is allowed to verbalize the brachas of Kriya Shema and Kriya Shema itself, he can bench, he can make Birchas Hanenin before, after, Deraisim and Rabbanim, makes no difference. Across the board, he's allowed to verbalize it with his mouth. The Bavli and the Yerushalmi agree in the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. The Machloikas Bavli and Yerushalmi is what is the Pshat in the Tanakhama. We have learned the Bavli's Pshat, and now let us see how the Yerushalmi will learn the words of the Tanakhama. So the Haredim tells us, in the name of Rabbeinu Yoina, that the Yerushalmi is of the opinion that anything that's deraisa, for example, kriyishma, or benching, there, hearer will not help. And our Mishnah is not speaking about kriyishma deraisa. When the Mishnah begins, Balkeri Mahar Balibo, it's not like the Bavli says he's Mahar kriyishma, because according to the Bavli, the Birchus of kriyishma, he's not even Maharer. No, according to Yerushalmi, the chi of the raisa of kriyishma, that he must verbalize. And in that respect, the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda agree according to Yerushalmi. Because Yerushalmi says, if it's a chi of the raisa, how do you want the Balkeri to fulfill his chi of the raisa through thinking about it? The Yerushalmi adamantly is of the opinion that hearer lav kedibur dami. Just by thinking of something, it's not like saying it. So there's no purpose in him thinking about it. Hearer lav kedibur dami. Therefore, if he has an obligation to say Kriya Shema, although he's a Balkeri, he's allowed to verbalize it, because by verbalizing it, that's the only way he's going to fulfill the mitzvah. So in that respect, the Rabbanan agree with Rabbi Yehuda under the Raisa level that he says Kriya Shema or he benches and he verbalizes it. Where the Yerushalmi holds that the Tanakhama is arguing on Rabbi Yehuda is by the brachas of Kriya Shema. And this is how the Yerushalmi learns the Mishnah. Balkeri Mahar Beliboy, the brachas of Kriya Shema. That's what he's Mahar. The Bavli told us that the brachas of Kriya Shema, he's not even Mahar. The Rabbanan did not obligate him as a Balkeri to say the brachas of Kriya Shema, which are only the Rabbanan. However, according to the Yerushalmi, the brachas of Kriya Shema, that is the very essence of what the opening statement of the Mishnah is, Balkeri Mahar Beliboy, the brachas of Kriya Shema. Follows the Yerushalmi, Ve'enoi Mevorech, Loi Lefanev, Loi Lechreo, that means Ve'enoi Mevorech, Bepeh, those brachas of Kriya Shema, which come before and after Kriya Shema, which are only mid Rabbanan, he does not verbalize them. He's not Mevorech et Bepeh, but rather he's only Maharer. And then the Mishnah continues, Vala Mazen, concerning eating, Mevorech Lachreo, there he benches, which is the Raisa. There the Rabbanan, according to Rishami, agree with Rabbi Yehuda that he verbalizes it. He's Mevorech Lachreo. Ve'enoi Mevorech Lefaneo. However, the Birchas Hanenin, which come before eating, there, since it's only the Rabbanan, he does not verbalize it. However, he is Maharer, just like the Brachas of Kriya Shema Lefaneo Lachreo. He doesn't verbalize it, but he is Maharer. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that across the board, again, like the Bavli, Mevorach Lefnei Lachrein, Deraisa, Derabanan, it makes no difference. He's chayiv to verbalize everything. So it comes out in a short sikum that in Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, the Bavli and Yerushalmi both agree that across the board, whether it's Deraisa or Derabanan, be Lefnei and Lachrein, makes no difference. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that the Balkeri verbalizes it with his mouth, and the machlokes between the Bavli and Yerushalmi is in the Tanakhama. According to the Bavli, if it's only a Drabonin, a Birchas Hanenin, or the Brachas of Kriya Shema Lefnei Melachrein, he's not even Maharer. If it's the Raisa like Kriya Shema and Birchas Hamazon, there the Balkeri is Maharer. But the Tanakhama holds that nothing is the Balkeri allowed to verbalize, whereas according to the Rishalmi, Kriya Shema and Birchas Hamazon, which is the Raisa, he verbalizes. And our mission is discussing the Brachas of Kriya Shema, which there he is not verbalizing those brachas, but he is Maharer, and benching itself, there he's Mevorech Bepeh, and the Birchas Hanenin, he only thinks about it. This is the machloikis between the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli explained according to Rashi, and Yerushalmi explained according to Rabbeinu Yoina. And now we are ready to begin the Gemara. Begins the Gemara, Mao Maharer. When the Mishnah said, Balkari Maharer, Beliboy, what is the Mishnah referring to? Is it referring to Kriyishma, or is it referring to the Brachas of Kriyishma? So according to the Bavli would have responded that he's being Maharer in Kriyishma itself, which is the Raisa. But the Brachas, which are only the Rabbanan did not obligate the Balkari to be Maharer. However, as the Haredim explained that the Yerushalmi, the way the Rabbeinu Yoina tells us, disagrees with the Bavli. And therefore, what does the Yerushalmi answer to this question? Ma'o Maharer, the Yerushalmi answers, Brachos. The Brachos is the subject of our Mishnah. Balkari Maharer Beliboy, the Balkari's Maharer, the Brachos of Kriyishma. Einem Evorach Lelefanev Lelechre, he doesn't verbalize it, but he's Maharer Beliboy. But concerning Kriyishma itself, or concerning Birchas HaMazon, both of which are D'oraisa, there, since the Yerushalmi holds that hearer lav kedibur dummy, so by being Maharer, he would not be Yotze his mitzvah of Kriyishma or of benching. Therefore, the Yerushalmi holds that he is Moitziat Befeh. He's not Maharer. He verbalizes it. But the subject of our Mishnah is not Kriyishma. The subject of our Mishnah is the Brachas of Kriyishma. And the Brachas of Kriyishma, the Yerushalmi holds, he is Maharer. Not like the Bavli that holds that the Brachas of Kriyishma, the Balkari is not Maharer. Continues the Gemara, Masnita, our Mishnah, B'malkim She'ein Mayim, is speaking about where there is no water in the vicinity close by to where the Balkari is, that he could reach that water before the Zman Kriyishma would elapse. Because, as the Haredim points out, if there would be Mayim for him to go to the mikveh, then even Rabbi Yehuda, who permits the Balkari to verbalize everything, Rabbi Yehuda would also agree that, of course, that's only when there's no Eitzah. But if he can go to the mikveh and make himself completely tohar, avada, he's mechuyif to go to the mikveh, be matar himself, and then say the Kriyishma and the Birchas Kriyishma, or to say Birchas Hanenen and Birchas Hamazon. So our Mishnah must be speaking about where there is no water, and the Gemara now is going to bring a Brisa, where in fact it states this Beferish, that there was a place where there was no water in the immediate vicinity. And the Gemara now is going to show that the Machloikis in our Mishnah between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is the exact Machloikis that we have in the Brisa between Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir goes with the Shita of the Tanakhama, and the Rabbanan go with the Shita, the Chachamim go with the Shita of Rav Yehuda. And now let us see the Brisa. Uka Rav Meir, and the Tanakhama holds like Rav Meir, the Tanakh we learned in the Brisa, Balkari she'en lo mayim lit, boil a Balkari doesn't have any water to be toivelit. And here we see already from the opening words of the Brisa that we're speaking about where he doesn't have water, harei zeh korei eshema. So, as we mentioned, the Yerushalmi Shita is that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah holds that for a Deraisa, for Kriyishma, for Birchas HaMazon, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, that he's Mevorech, he verbalizes it. And here, Rabbi Meir is saying that. Rabbi Meir is saying, Hareze Kare Shema, he verbalizes it. He's Moitzit Bisvasov. But here is a new idea which we haven't mentioned yet. Although he says it with his mouth, he's not just Maharet because it's a deraisa. We're speaking about Kriyishma itself, but he doesn't say it loud. Explains the Haredim, because earlier in the Masechta we had a machloikis whether Hakari Shema v'loy Hishmiya la'oznoi is yotz or not. If a person reads Kriyishma and he doesn't say it audibly, that he can hear what he is saying, whether he's Yotzer or not, and the Shita of Rav Meir is that you are Yotzer, therefore, even though he's allowed to say Kriyishma, and although he's a Balkari, they allowed him to say Kriyishma in his state of Tumas Balkari, but we don't want him to verbalize it audibly, that he can hear it, because that would be a zilzul in the takanas of Ezra. So therefore, although we're permitting him to say it, we want him to say it quietly, because Rav Meir Shita is like that man diyomer, that im lo yishmi li ozna yotza. So if you're yotze by saying it quietly where you can't hear yourself saying it, so show some respect for Takanas Ezra, which we're making a special dispensation for you to be able to say Krishma. Don't say it loud. Now, when it comes to the brachas before and after Krishma, the Einay Mevorach Lo Lefanav Lo Lechera, which means he's not Mevorach, he doesn't verbalize those brachas which come before and after Krishma. Divrei Rav Meir, this is the sheet of Rav Meir. So it comes out that Rav Meir is like our Tana Kama. So we see from this brisa, number one, it's speaking about in a place where there is no water, and we also see that the Tana Kama holds like Rav Meir, that concerning the subject of our Mishnah, which is not Krishma the way the Yerushalmi learns, but rather it is the brachas of Krishma, there he's only allowed to be maharer, he's not allowed to verbalize the brachas of Krishma bepeh. This is the shita of Rav Meir. And now we come to the shita of the Chachamim. The Chachamim, I remember, the Chachamim hold Kairei Eshema. Again, the way the Yerushalmi is learning, there's no machloikis between the Tana Kama of our Mishnah and Rabbi Yehuda, and likewise, there's no machlokes between Rabbi Meir of the Braisa and the Chachamim concerning Krishma, which is a Deraisa. There, Avada, you verbalize it. But here, the Braisa is saying a point where there is a machlokes between the Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and that is, do you say it audibly or not? Yes, you say it, but are you mashmiyat loznov? So here, the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Meir. They say umashmiel oznov, because the sheet of the Chacham, the way the Charedim learns, is that if you're not mashmiya to your ears, you're not yoitze. So we want the Balkari to be yoitze Krishma. So it won't help, according to Chachamim, if he verbalizes it, but he doesn't hear what he's saying. That's why the Chachamim say to Rav Meir, yes, we agree with you that Kairei Shema, he says it, he verbalizes it, but where you said Ve'enim Hashmiel Oznav, on that point, we disagree. U'mashmiel Oznav, you have to say it out loud. Concerning now the brachas of Kairei Shema, Lefanei Lachareha, the Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah, tells us the Charedim, U'mevarech Lefanei Lachareha, that not just hearer the way Rav Meir learned, not just here the way the Tana Kama of our Mishnah learned, but Mevarech, he's Mevarechet Bepeh, Lefoneo Lachreo. However, the Charedim tells us, seven lines from the bottom of the Charedim, in the right-hand margin, says the Charedim, Avo Brachas Yevorech Belachash Kivin Denafik. It's only Kriyishma where Mloyishmili Oznov is Loyotza. There the Chacham hold Umashmil Oznov. However, the Brachas of Kriyishma, that already there's no halacha that you have to hear what you're saying. There you're Yotza even if you did not hear what you're saying. And there we will have the same swore as we said before. Since there will be a zilzil of Takanas Ezra by saying it out loud, and you're yotze by not saying it out loud, so then we don't want you to say it out loud, not to make a kilkel of Takanas Ezra. You're yotze your brachas, and yet we're not being mezalzel in Takanas Ezra. So it comes out from this brisa, the way the Charedim is learning that, and the way the Yerushalmi is learning, that the same machloikis that we have in our Mishnah between the Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda concerning the brachas of Kriya Shema Lefanei Lachareha, whether you're, according to Tana Kama, you're maharer, or whether, according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, you verbalize the brachas of Kriya Shema just like you verbalize Kriya Shema itself, that same machloikis we have in the brisa between Rabbi Meir, who says you're not mevorachit, you don't verbalize it, the brachas Lefanei Lachareha, you're only maharer, and the Chachamim will hold that you can say them, although you should say them quietly. Another machlokes that we picked up in the Braisa, which we didn't see at all in the Mishnah, is when we say, according to Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham agree that by deraisas like benching and Krishma, that you say it verbally. However, there's a machlokes by Krishma whether you say that out loud. That's what the Chachamim hold, because their sheet always is Imlo Yishmiel Oznov Lo Yotza, or according to Rabbi Meir, Lo Yishmiel Oznov is Yotza, and therefore we don't want the Balkari to be mezalzel in the Takanas Ezra. And he says it, but he says it inaudibly, not to be mezalzel in Takana. That's a new machlokes that we picked up in the brisa. Since we have learned the halacha here of a balkari who didn't have water to go to the mikveh concerning Krishma and Birchas HaMazon and the brachas, the Gemara now will bring another brisa concerning a din that's nageya to a balkari. Tani, we learned in a brisa, Balkeri chola, a balkeri who is sick, and if he is tovel in the mikveh, it could be harmful to him, to his health. Shenaflu olav tisher kabin mayim, and 9 kabin of water fell on him, as Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlit in his beer explains that the halacha of memsa is a halacha of tevila. However, Ezra was also misakin, as we find here in the Charedim, 4 lines from the bottom, says the Charedim, de labori tikin Ezra memsa, ulechola tes kabin. So Ezra was misakin for a bori, a healthy person, to be tovel in a mikveh of 40 saw. However, for a sick person, where the mikveh will be detrimental to him, there Ezra was misakin that it suffices 9 kavan of water that fell on him, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, because by 9 kavan, it's not an inyan of being toivel in a mikveh, it's having water come down upon the person. And what is the amount? Tisha kavan. A kav is a sixth of a saw. Therefore, 9 kavan is 9/6, which is 1 3/6, which is 1.5 saw. And this helps just for Takanas Ezra, which there was an injunction against a Balkeri to learn and to daven. And on that, Ezra was misakin that tefillah and a mikvah 40 saw will help. So for the chola, 1.5 saw that the water came upon him, that suffices. Now the Gra tells us that the next words here, we are not gores. Vitor shenaflu al roishav al rubo shloish lugamayim shuvim. That has nothing to do with Takanas Ezra, says the Gra in Ois Beis in the Hagoyes Hagra here on the left side, and he's not gores it. We will go with the Girsa of the Gra to delete these words. So again, according to this, the Bryce is saying Balkeri chol shenaflu alav tisha kabin mayim, and now we skip these next line or so, and we continue 2 lines from the bottom. Tohar la'atzmai, the 9 kavan help for a chola for himself, that he can learn, he can daven. Avaleinu moitzias haram yedecha v'osan, ad sheyavi barboim saw, even for a chola, Ezra did not permit the chola, who's a balkeri, to use 9 kavan, that he can now go ahead and teach others, or bimotzi others their chov. That even the chola would only be able to do if he immerses himself in a mikveh of arboim saw. And we now turn to daf lamet ches amet beis. Rabbi Yehuda imer arboim saw mikol makoy. As the Charedim explains, based on the Bavli brachas daf chav beis amet beis, that Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to argue on the Tanakama or to refer to what he is discussing concerning a chola, but rather the halach of arboim saw, which Ezra was misakin for a bori, says Rav Yehuda that this is mikol makim, this is across the board. There's a machlokes amaroyim exactly what Rav Yehuda means. According to one man d'yomer, Rav Yehuda means ein echinami, the mikveh has to be in the ground. However, the water that fills the mikveh for the tefillah of a balkeri, which Ezra was misakin, could be taken even from drawn water, which was drawn from a keli, and then put into the permanent mikveh in the ground. However, another Amora there in the Bavli disagrees and says that Mikol Makom goes further, that even if the mikveh is not in the ground, but rather the water is in a large keli, which is 40 saw in dimension, it can contain the volume of 40 saw, that also Rabbi Yehuda says that Ezra felt was an appropriate mikveh to take away the tumas keri legabe, the prohibition of learning Torah and davening. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha and Rabbi Yassa. Both of them said, b'shem Rabbi Shu ben Levi, in the name of Rabbi Shu ben Levi, ain keri, there is no halacha of keri concerning Takanas Ezra, that a balkeri is usher in limudat Torah or davening, elo mitash b'shamita. Only if he became a balkeri through having relations with a woman. Rav Chuna Omar, however, Rav Chuna disagrees, and he says, "Vafilu ro es atzmoy neus b'chaloyim." Even if he saw himself in a dream being gratified, that in the dream he had relations with a woman, that is also if he became a Balkeri, that's also enough for Takonas Ezra that he has to go to the mikveh before he learns Torah or Davids. Now, when the B'nai Yeshiva heard this statement from Rav Chuna, who we know in the Bavli as Rav Huna, saying that a fill of Ros Atzmei Neyus B'chalom, have a Bayan Memer, the B'nai Yeshiva wanted to say, Ubelvad Me'isha, it's only if he saw himself gratified by having relations with a woman. And we're going to learn now with the way the Pnei Moshe learns. Ad Sheshamu, he puts in these two words. Ad Sheshamu, the Bnei Yeshiva thought it would only be a dream about a woman until they heard Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi, Tarvai and Amrin, they both said, Vafilu midover acher, even if it's from something else. Now, in this word, these words, Dover Acher, there's a machlok between the Pnei Moshe and the Charedim. The Charedim learns Dover Acher means that the person saw himself in a dream having relations with another male, a Zohar, or with a Behema. And the Charedim says that the Bnei Yeshiva thought that this is a Chalom Delo Shchiach. This is not a normal, regular dream. And Ezra was not Mesakin based on this abnormal dream. In other words, it's like a milsa loy shriach that loy gozru bo rabbanon. The rabbanon weren't gozer when it's not a usual thing. So learns the charedim. However, the Pnei Moshe learns the over acher means that it was totally involuntary. It's not that the person had thoughts or he had a dream that made him emit semen and make himself into a Balkeri, but rather it was involuntary. That's Pshat in Dover Acher. So the B'nai Yeshiva thought that it was, if it was involuntary, that it would not bring about a chiyuv to go to the mikveh based on Takanas Ezra until they heard from Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi that they both said, Afilu midover acher. Continues the Gemara, Taman Tanin, we learned there at the end of Masechta Yuma, in a Mishnah, in the Bavli, it's on Daf, Ein Gimel Amid Beis, Yom HaKippurim, Oser Bachila, Ushtia, Uberchitza, Vesicha, Uvenilis, Hasandal, Vetashur, Shamita, on Yom Kippur, it is Oser in eating and drinking and washing and Sicha anointing and in putting on shoes and in having marital relations. Vetani Allah, and we learned on that Mishnah that Bali, Karin, Toivlin, Kedarkim, Betzinab, Yom HaKippurim, that a Bal Kari can be Toivl regularly, except they have to do it in private on Yom Kippur. In order for them to daven and to do the mitzvahs of the day properly, they have to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur, bitzina, in private. Ask the Gemara of Les Hadar Pligal Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, isn't this Mishnah a question on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? The Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar, Ein Keri, Alamitash Mishamita. We learned before that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that the Takanas Ezra was only made for someone who became a Balkeri through actual Tash Mishamita, and not through involuntary, as the Pnei Moshe learned, Dover Acher, meaning an involuntary discharge of semen. But we know that Tash Mishamita is Aser on Yom Kippur, as the Mishnah stated. And yet, we're allowing them to go to the mikveh because of Takanas Ezra on Yom Kippur. So it must be that even a Dover Acher, even an involuntary discharge, will make the person a Balkeri and will necessitate him to go to the mikveh because of Takanas Ezra. So the Chayritz arrived to Rav Chuna against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Pasar law interpret this Mishnah in the end of Yuma, B'sheshimesh mitasim miboyd yoyim, v'shachach v'lay tovel. He did Tashri Shamita before Yom Kippur began, when it was still mutter to do Tashri Shamita. He should have gone to the mikveh to take away his tum of Balkeri so that he'll be able to learn Torah and to say brachas and say krishma properly. V'shachach, and he forgot, v'loy tovel, he did not go to the mikveh. And that's where the halacha stated that he's allowed, but in sinna, to go to the mikveh on Yom Kippur. But it's possible that Rabbi Shuman Levi is correct, that Ein Keri connected to Takanas Ezra only if it becomes from an actual Tashmish Shamita with a woman. As the Gemara of Otani, we learned in a Braisa, Maisa Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. There's a story with Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta. Shero, Yisoy Toivel, Bitzinu B'Yom Kippurim. They saw that he went to the mikveh in private because of his carry on Yom Kippur. Islach Meimer al Oisoy Haguf HaKodesh B'Shecheyach. You're going to tell me on that holy body of Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, who was medactic in every mitzvah and halacha, kechut hasaira, that he would forget. He was Mishamish Mitasi Erev Yom Kippur, and he also, are you saying, forgot, and Yom Kippur came around, and he was a Balkari, and he went to the mikveh because of Tekanas Ezra? That's not possible on such a holy person that he forgot. He would be very careful in everything that he does. Elamai L'chayrut Zaraya against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It must be that Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta had a Dover Acher, he had an involuntary emission of Keri, and he became a Balkari. And as a result, he was allowed to go on Yom Kippur, Betzina, to go to the mikveh because of Tekanas Ezra. And Tekanas Ezra is even on a issuance of Keri when it's involuntary. This would be a Raya L'chayrut against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who said, "Ein keri ela mitash mashamit." Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Avin, and the Charedim says that what Rabbi Yaakov Bar Avin is going to tell us now has nothing to do with the Gemara before, but it's an explanation of the reason why Ezra made Takanis Ezra for a Balkari. So said Rabbi Yaakov Bar Avin, "Kol atzman loy hiskinu es atvila zois." The only reason that they were misakin this tefillah for the Balkari is Ella only Shaloi Yehu Yisrael Katarna Goylan, that the Bnei Yisrael should not be like roosters. Halalu, these roosters, Mishamish Mitosai. He has relations, Va'ola. The Shini Nischois takes out the word Va'ola. So he has relations, and Viore, then he goes down Va'ochel, and he goes to eat. The Charedim says that the eating part here has to do with the Tarnagolin. The main focus of the marshal of the Tarnagolin to the Bnei Yisrael is concerning the Tashmish Hamita, but Negate Tarnagol, he goes from Tashmish Hamita right to eating, although the Charedim points out that a Balkari also is usher to eat until he goes to the mikveh, and he's usher to make the brachas before he eats unless he goes to the mikveh. So the main idea over here is that the Takanas Ezra was in order that a Ben Yisrael should not be constantly with his wife. He should be engaged in learning. If he knows that every time he's with his wife, he's going to have to go to the mikveh before he's allowed to learn, to daven, to eat, to say brachas, he will not be so frequently with his wife. And that was the purpose of Takanas Ezra. So the Charedim speaks out, it's not because of an inyan of Tumah v'Tahara, but rather it's the inyan of not being so much together with his wife. And it doesn't mean that Rabbi Yaakov Bar Avin is arguing on the Man D'Yomer who said before that Takanas Ezra is even for Keri that was seen because of a Chalom, which has nothing to do with him being constantly with his wife. That explains the Charedim. The Vada Ikra Takana Mishum Keri the Tashmish. It could be that the main Takana was for Keri of Tashmish. Ella Delay Plug Ben Keri Le Keri. But once it was enacted because of Tashmish with his wife, then they didn't make any difference. They did not differentiate between Tashmish with his wife or Keri through a Chalom, involuntary Keri, Dovrach, as we learned before. But the main purpose of the Takana was that he shouldn't be too frequent with his wife. So learns Rabbi Yaakov Bar Avin. In the next little piece of Gemara, we have three different explanations. One is the Pnei Moshe, the second is the Marav Fulda, and the third is the Charedim. Let us begin with the Pnei Moshe's simple pshat in the next piece of Yerushalmi. Reb Chanina Havi Ovar Altare Demosin Bekritzta. Reb Chanina used to pass by the gates, that's what Tare means. Demosin are the public baths, the gates of the public baths, which the Marav Fulda said was Chamei Tveria, and Bekritzta, as the Charedim tells us, Kaidim Amura Shachar. So early in the morning, before daybreak, he would go and pass by the gates of the public bathhouses, according to the Marav Fulda, in Tveria, by the hot springs of Tveria. V'omar, and he would say, when he saw his Talmidim waiting there to go to the mikveh, as the Marav Fulda tells us, Why was he going there early in the morning? Levakesh Talmidov Lomaloi Bola Beis HaMedrash. He was looking for his Talmidim. Why are they not learning early in the morning? Why aren't they learning Torah? The answer is because of Takanas Ezra. They had relations with their wife. They had to go to the mikveh before they could learn. So he would go there early in the morning, and he would say the following, V'omar ma toiv le'shacharis oisim poi. What are those who want to immerse in a mikveh doing here? They're wasting time from learning. Yezlun v'yistun, let them go and learn, because, as the Pnei Moshe says, Rav Chanina's opinion was that the gzeira of Takanas Ezra was bottled. After a while, it was bottled. And therefore, there was no need anymore to go to a mikveh before learning. Bahi d'tzafra, later in the morning, the Pnei Moshe explains, for those people who didn't get up early bashkama to learn Torah, rather they would go to work, but before they go to work, they would daven. So Hava Omar, he would say to them, you also don't have to go to the mikveh before davening, before saying Kriya Shema. Mande isle avida, whoever has work to go to, yezel v'yavad, let him go to work. You have to go to the mikveh before you can say Hashem's name, before you can say Kriya Shema, before you can daven Shemoneh Esrei. No, it's not necessary because the takana of Ezra has been bottled, and therefore both the people getting up early in the morning to learn, or even those who are getting up later in the morning to go to work, no one has to be toivel. They can learn and daven without going to the mikveh because takanas Ezra is bottled. That's how the Pnei Moshe learns the sugya. The Marav Fulda learns that, no, the Takanas Ezra is intact. However, Rav Chanina felt that before dawn, while it's still dark outside, it's a sakana, and Ezra was not misaken the tefillah only when it was possible. To be toivel at night because the person's a balkari, that was a sakana. And Rav Chanina himself, if he was a balkari, he would learn with the Talmidim before dawn, while it was still dark outside, because Takanas Ezra didn't apply for that learning. So let us read the Gemara according to the Marav Fulda. Rav Chanina avar al tari dimusim bekritzi. He would get up early in the morning to pass by the gates looking for his Talmidim, the gates to the public bathhouses. V'omar, ma toiv l'shachris oisim poi. Now at night is not a time for you to go to the mikveh. You should not be mevatel from learning. You should learn, and Takanas Ezra doesn't apply where there's a sakana at night. Yezlo v'yistan, go and learn now at night. But by he did safra, later in the morning of Omar, then he told them, he said a remez, according to the Marafel, the mandis le avida, somebody who has to go to work, meaning beremez, somebody who now has to go to the mikveh, because now it's light outside, there's no more sakana. And Takanas Ezra replies, Yezel v'aved, einechanami, do your thing, do your work, go to the mikveh before you're going to say Kriya Shema, before you're going to daven, and before you're going to learn further Torah. So learns the Marav Fulda. And finally, we have the Pshat of the Charedim. The Charedim learns that, as we'll see in the next year, the Siyata Dishmaya, that it was only Agoda or Haskor Shem Hashem that was also according to many opinions, but Halachos, per se, were mutter even with Takanas Ezra. So Rav Chanina would look for his Talmidim and go by the gates of the public bathhouses before dawn, and he would say, what are the Tavli Shachris doing here? Let them learn, Yelzun V'yisnun, let them learn halachas. And halachas are not prohibited because of Takanas Ezra. Bahu did Safra. But later in the morning, when it came the time of saying Krishma, where it's Osir, according to Takanas Ezra, to be Moitzi Hashem's name without first going to the mikveh, and also now there was an Inyan to learn Agadois. So then he told him, Mandisle, and according to the Charedim, the Girsa is Uvda, somebody who had a incident. In other words, he had marital relations with his wife, and he was a Balkari, Yezel Yoved, he should go to the mikveh and be Matar himself, so that he can now say Hashem's name in Kriya Shema. He can now learn Agadish. But early in the morning, he shouldn't be Mevatel Torah at that time. He should learn Halachas. And it's not necessary to go to the mikveh because of Takanas Ezra for halachas. The Charedim ends off by saying, that lekamon hayamakam memrezu, that really this whole inyan over here should have been written further when the Gemara discusses what parts of Torah are prohibited because of Takanas Ezra before the Baal Keri goes to the mikveh. V'nichta v'kambatos, and einichanami, according to the Charedim, this was put in here by mistake. The place of it really is further on when the Gemara discusses these halachas in more detail. And so we have three separate pshatim of the Pnei Moshe, the Marafulda, and the Charedim in this small piece.